Sawal Kieja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after school program that you can find within a stone's throw of your house wherever you happen to live. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, of course, then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. Try it, it works. Also, if you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register, safarikidca.com. And our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Today's show is recorded, not live, because I am off on vacation. When you listen to the show, I might be in Besanagar Beach in Chennai enjoying the warm water and eating spicy raw mango. Aren't you jealous? Let's go over the rules one more time for the benefit of the kids in the studio. We have three segments, and instead of our usual 10, we have 15 questions each on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get -5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass. And kids, I forgot to tell you this before the show began, but we'll be moving in an anti-clockwise direction for passing. Okay? And because this is a recorded show, we don't have our usual listener question to be answered on the air. But I know how much you guys listening enjoy the listener question, so we have a special treat for you. At the end of the show, I'm going to ask a special listener question. And then you have 30 minutes from the minute I say the question to answer the question by emailing us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't worry, I'll repeat those instructions and we'll get to that question at the end of the show. Okay, so let's meet our contestants in the studio today. Our first contestant is Gaurav. Gaurav, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Gaurav and I'm 10 years old and I'm from Foster City Elementary School. I play the guitar.
Wow.
And I go to Kumon.
Wonderful. And Gaurav, you have to speak, I think, maybe just a teeny weeny bit louder when you get a chance, because otherwise your voice is not going to be heard by the people at home, okay?
Okay.
But the interesting thing about Gaurav is that, Gaurav, you may have heard his name as one of the listeners calling into the show. So we're really excited to have Gaurav in the studio with us today. He's finally made the decision to move from the other side of the air to in the studio. So welcome to the show, Gaurav. What made you decide to come and participate?
The show, I liked it a lot and it's really fun.
It's really fun. I hope it can be fun as a contestant too. Let's see how you do. Our next contestant is one of a twin, but not an identical twin, a fraternal twin. And his name is Siddharth. Welcome to the show, Siddharth.
Hi, my name is Siddharth. I'm 10 years old and I'm in 5th grade. I like to play with Legos and I also play the guitar.
You also play the guitar? Wow, we have two guitar players. You know what we should have done? If we had known before, I would have had both of you bring the guitar here and have a guitar off. Wouldn't that be fun? Rock band. All right. So, Siddharth, had you also been listening to the show?
Yeah.
And have you ever tried to answer one of the questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, because your name sounds familiar too. So, that's fantastic. And our last contestant is Meghna, who's Siddharth's twin. Welcome to the show, Meghna.
Hi, my name is Meghna. I'm Siddharth's twin, who is 10 years old. And I live in Pleasanton. And I go to Moore Elementary and I play the violin.
All right. So we have really musical trio here in the studio with me today. I wish I'd known, then I would have had a musical subject, right? But let's go to our first subject, which is, our first category is six-letter words. And remember, our contestants in the studio are Gaurav, Siddharth and Meghna. And they're all listeners of the show who have decided to come and be a part of the show. So that's wonderful. So hands on buzzers. We're ready? Okay, first question. Remember, we have 15 questions, so take your time, don't worry. First question in our six-letter word category. Piece in chess that can only travel diagonally. Go ahead.
Bishop.
Bishop is right, and that was Siddharth. He gets 10 points. Question number two. What do you have to wear when riding a bike to stay safe? Mm-hmm. Siddharth
helmet.
Again. Helmet is right. He's really quick on the buzzer. 10 more points to him. Question number 3. Opposite of wide. Siddharth again.
Shallow.
No, that is not correct, Siddharth. You owe me 5 points. Question now passes to Gaurav. Gaurav, opposite of wide.
Narrow.
Narrow is right. And 5 points to begin Gaurav's account. Remember, it's a 6-letter word. Question number 4. It's considered unlucky to walk under one. Yes?
Bridge.
Bridge is not correct. You have 5 points back from you. Gaurav, question now passes to Meghna.
I think I'll pass.
Okay, and question then passes to Siddharth.
Ladder.
A ladder is right. 5 points. Good job. A ladder. It's unlucky to walk under a ladder. Question number 5. Though bridge was a 6-letter word, so pretty good. Question number 5. It's tough to look for this in a haystack. That would be Meghna.
Needle.
Needle is right. And Meghna begins her account with 10 points. Question number 6. What Snow White's evil stepmother looked into to ask her famous question? That would be Gaurav.
Mirror.
Mirror is right. 10 points to Gaurav. Question number 7. The organ in our body we use for taste. Meghna.
Tongue.
Tongue is right. 10 points. As you may have guessed, you have 5 seconds to answer. So it does pay to take a chance. Question number 8. The Statue of Liberty is made of this metal. Gaurav.
Copper.
Copper is right. Very good. 10 points to Gaurav. Question number 9. This animal is usually eaten at Thanksgiving. Siddharth.
Turkey.
Turkey. 10 points to Siddharth. Question number 10. Are the questions really easy today, Michael? Everybody's like zipping through them. Question number 10. This yellow fruit has radioactive potassium in it. That is, would be Siddharth.
Banana.
Banana is right. His listeners to the show would know this because we talked about it a few episodes ago. Question 11. Round black spice used along with salt. Meghna.
Pepper.
Pepper is right. 10 points. Question number 12. The bicep is not a bone. It is?
A muscle.
A muscle, exactly. 10 points for the 6-letter word. I have to keep track and not give them 6 points for the 10-letter word. Question number 13. 3 more questions in this round and the kids are doing fabulous. Mozzarella is a kind of? Meghna.
Cheese.
Cheese is right. 10 points. Question number 14. Serena Williams plays this game. Gaurav.
Tennis.
Tennis is right. And 10 points to Gaurav. And the last question in our 6-letter round. You remember things because you have a... Siddharth.
Memory.
Memory is right. 10 points. And I think every question on that was answered by the kids, which is probably some kind of a record. Because they did very, very well. Okay, so we're going to come back from the break and find out how the kids in the studio are doing. But before we give our trademark cheer, I just want to remind our listeners who are disappointed about the listener question that I will ask a listener question at the end of the show and you have to answer that by email. Ready, kids? G-H-R. Saval Kiya.
The Safari Quiz Show.
G-H-R.
Saval Kiya.
So I'm your host Vidya and I'm here in the studio with Gaurav and twin Siddharth and Meghna, all of whom have been listeners of the show and have decided to participate on the show. Now, if you're a listener and you're wondering why you're not here in the studio, you know what to do. Go to safarikidca.com to register. Or if that's a little confusing, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com and we'll help you out. If there's a special Saturday that you can't make it or you can make it or there's only one Saturday you can make it, please let us know. We'll do our best to accommodate you. And don't worry, even though the show is for 3rd to 6th graders, if you're a 3rd grader, don't worry, you will not be asked to participate with a 6th grader because we try to match kids based on their grade so that we have an even and fair show. And if you happen to be a 2nd grader, still write to us because sometimes we have special shows with just 2nd graders, so that's not our regular format. We also are trying to do a couple of shows for the older kids in middle school. So if you're a middle schooler, please do register. You will not get an opportunity immediately, but as soon as we have 3 middle schoolers ready to go, I'm going to be ready to do the show with you. With that, let's take a look at how the kids in the studio are doing. Gaurav, how many points do you have?
30.
Gaurav has 30 points. And then Siddharth, how many points do you have?
60.
Siddharth has 60 points. And Meghna?
40.
So as you can see, That shows that pretty much every question was answered by the kids in the studio. My worry is that maybe the questions were a little too easy. Let's see how they do with our second category, which is countries of the world. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Asian country, African country where Cleopatra was queen. African country where Cleopatra was queen. She was queen of African country, Cleopatra, queen of the Nile. No? Guess! You have enough points with that. Go for it. No?
I think I know it.
Then guess. Press the buzzer and take a chance. You may not, you may lose points, but you will get my respect. Not a good trade-off, say the kids. Okay, it's Egypt. It's Egypt. Question number two. Asian country whose capital is Beijing?
China.
China is right. 10 points to Gaurav. And Gaurav, did you know the answer to the last question?
No.
No. Question number three. This country is formed of the islands Honshu, Hokkaido, Kyushu, and Shikoku. Siddharth.
Hawaii.
That is not correct, Siddharth. You owe me 5 points. Oh, okay, question passes to Gaurav.
Pass.
And question passes to Meghna.
I pass.
And you can tell me the answer, though you won't get points.
Tokyo.
I mean, but what's the country?
Japan.
Oh, Japan.
Oh,
Japan is the country.
That.
I told you that this game is very, very friendly to people who want to guess. Soccer great, next question. Soccer great Pele was from this South American country. Soccer great Pele was from this South American country. Take a chance. Yes.
Brazil.
Brazil is right.
That was my chance too.
Yeah, so you should guess. Okay, question number five. Island country in the Indian Ocean on which an animated movie has been made. Island country in the Indian Ocean on which an animated movie has been made. It's famous for its lemurs.
Wait, on a continent or in like
country.
Next to it?
In an ocean. It's in the ocean. It's island. It's
Sri Lanka?
It's famous for its lemurs. No, that is not correct. 5 points from you, Gaurav. Lemur! Okay, if I give you the next clue, then everybody will know. So question passes to Meghna.
I pass.
Question passes to Siddharth.
Pass.
Okay, if I tell you this little song, then I bet you're going to guess. I like to move it, move it. I like to move
Madagascar.
Too late. Oh, come on, lemur. Yeah, that was like such a giveaway clue. Okay, question number six. You travel to this country to see the Eiffel Tower.
France?
France is right. 10 points. To Gaurav. Question number seven. Sorry, I'm throwing the coins across the room and poor Gaurav has to bend and pick them up every single time. But he's getting a little exercise. That's my excuse. Question number seven. The famous clock tower Big Ben can be found in this country. Big Ben.
England?
England is right. Good. See? Guessing pays off. Question number eight. Country where Osama bin Laden was found and killed.
Afghanistan?
That is not correct.
Oh.
5 points from you, Gaurav. You can give me that little 5-point token back. Question passes to Meghna.
Pass.
Question passes to Siddharth.
Pass.
Really?
Pakistan. Oh, I forgot.
Yes, Pakistan. Too late. That's right. I know the first instinct is to say Afghanistan because the country is so associated with the guy, but he was actually found in Pakistan. Question number nine. Country with cities like Brisbane, Adelaide, Sydney, and Perth.
Australia.
10 points again to Gaurav. Question number 10. Country with the maple leaf on its flag.
Canada
is right. Gaurav is fast on the buzzer again. Good job. Still 5 more questions in this category, so we have plenty of opportunity. Question number 11. Country where the Olympic Games started. Country?
Greece.
Greece is right. 10 points. I'm running out of 10-point tokens. You have to do something now. Question number 12. Ready? Country whose secret service is known as the KGB. KGB. We have ways of knowing your secrets. We have our ways. I do a terrible accent. Secret Service is known as the KGB. No? No? Russia, of course. Okay, question number 13. Ravana is supposed to have been king of this country. That would be Siddharth.
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka, 10 points. Question number 14. Country where you would find the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Meghna. You have time.
Oh, I know.
Question passes to Siddharth. Question passes to Gaurav.
Italy.
Italy is right. 5 points to Gaurav. I think the standings have changed quite a bit in this round because Gaurav has been doing well. We'll see how the scores are after the break. Last question. Country whose Hindi film industry is popularly referred to as Bollywood. Siddharth.
Delhi.
Ay ma, no. Country. Give me 5 points. Question passes to Gaurav.
India.
India is right. 5 points to Gaurav. Delhi? How Delhi? I feel like putting on that accent from this new movie coming out called Chennai Express. Because I'm a Tamilian.
Oh.
Like, Delhi? How Delhi? Okay, so with that, we come to the end of the countries of the world round. And we are going to take a break and then come back and see how the kids in the studio are doing. If you're just tuning in and wondering where the listener challenge question is, it's going to come after the third round. And because this is a recorded show, you're going to have to send the answers to me by email. Okay, kids, ready? G-A-J-A. Jeja,
Sawal Kiyeja.
Very enthusiastic kids in the studio today, Gaurav, Siddharth and Meghna, and they are playing our recorded show. The show is recorded, not live, but we will have a listener challenge at the end of this round, so be sure to keep listening. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. I think Gaurav did really well in our country's round, so let's take a look at his scores first.
90 points.
Gaurav has 90 points, and let's see how Siddharth is doing.
70 points.
Siddharth is at 70, and Meghna is at?
Still 40 points.
Still 40 points, but remember, bumper rounds with 15 questions, so still very, very close game. So we'll see how this particular round goes. This is our transportation round. Transportation. All right. Ready? With on the hands-on buzzers. Everybody ready? Question number one. Maxima and Altima are brands of this car company. Maxima and Altima.
Nissan.
Nissan. That was Gaurav guessing, waiting actually. Buzzing and taking a chance. Good job. That's what you get rewarded for. Question number two. The frame of a car body is called this. The frame of a car body is called a... Tough question, I think. But if you can answer, wonderful. No? I see blanks. Chassis. Question number three. The first wheels ever were made of this material. The first wheels ever were made of this material. Any guesses? It's a guess. Anyway, it's a guess. God was trying to signal me. But no, I'm not going to give any clues. Made of stone. All right. Question number four. The Orient Express that travels across various cities in Europe is this form of transportation. It's a dart.
Train.
Train is right. 10 points.
It's really famous.
Question number five. The first subway system was built in this city where the Queen of England lives. The first subway underground train system was built in this city.
London.
London is right. Hence, double clue. Question number six. Remember, we have 10 more questions, so anybody's game. In a plane, what does the altimeter measure?
Go altitude.
For. Altitude is right. 10 points for Siddharth this time. Wow, this is really close. I wonder if you're going to have a tiebreaker this time. Okay, question number seven. The Boeing Airplane Company is based in this country, which is also the home of Microsoft. The Boeing Airplane Company is based in this country, which is also the home of Microsoft.
USA.
USA, exactly. 10 more points for Siddharth. I wonder if the kids at home are keeping score. Okay, question number 8. This gas is used in blimps. It's also used to inflate balloons.
Helium.
Helium is right. Meghna gets 10 points. Question number 9. This aircraft can take off vertically and can hover in place. It has propellers on the top.
Helicopter?
Helicopter is right. 10 points to Gaurav. Question number 10. 5 more questions. 6 more questions in this round. This kind of boat is used in swamps because it creates a cushion of air between its bottom and the surface of the water. This kind of boat is used in swamps because it creates a cushion of air between its bottom and the surface of the water.
Right.
Have you seen it? It's very popular in Florida to travel on the Everglades. So the boat actually doesn't touch the water. It pushes air down. It sort of floats on the water.
I think
so,
I know it.
Yeah, so take a chance. You got enough points. Go for it. Buzz in first place, though. Okay. Now that you're not going to get any points for it, guess.
Hovercraft?
Hovercraft is right, but no points for it. Okay, question number 11. Name this human-powered two-wheeled vehicle.
Bicycle?
Bicycle is right. 10 points for Siddharth. Question number 12. Ready, everybody? Harley Davidson is famous for these kind of vehicles. Harley Davidson, the name is known for these kind of vehicles.
Motorcycles.
10 points. And here we go for Gaurav this time. Question number 13. This is a flat-bottomed boat used to move heavy goods. Often these don't have engines and have to be towed by a towboat. You may have seen them actually in the bay. The towboat is pulling this big flat-bottomed boat on which you have these containers. What is that flat-bottomed boat called? Take your time. Since nobody has buzzed in? No? It's a barge. It's a barge. Question number 14. 2 more questions before we move to our listener round. Listener question. Boxcars are used in these kind of trains to transport goods.
Subway?
Ooh, no. 5 points from you. Siddharth. Question passes to Gaurav. What kind of trains transport goods?
Pass.
Question passes to Meghna.
Express trains?
No, express trains usually carry people. The answer is freight trains.
Oh.
Freight trains. Okay, last question in our episode and our round. Question number 15 in the transportation category. The Ardenwood Farm train is powered by these animals. The Ardenwood Farm train is powered by these animals. What kind of animals can pull a train? Take a guess. What kind of animals pull a train? These are horses.
Oh, that's my guess.
That's why you say horse power.
Mules?
Oh, we already answered the question. But I'm not going to penalize you for that because I already answered it. It's horses.
Oh.
So you know now that the Ardenwood Farm based in Fremont has trains that are pulled by really amazing horses. So if you get a chance during the summer, go and check it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll see who the winner is and also what our listener question is that you can answer by email. Jeja.
Sawal Kieja.
I am a safari kid. In my preschool days, I learned
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and I'm here with Gaurav, Siddharth, and Meghna. They've just finished the 3 rounds of their competition, and now we're going to see who won. Gaurav, how many points do you have?
130.
And Siddharth, how many points do you have?
105.
Wow, that was close. Meghna, how many points do you have?
45.
And the winner is Gaurav. Let's all give him a big round of applause. Well done, Gaurav. So do you feel now it was worth coming to the studio?
Yeah.
And are you going to still be calling in when you can't participate? Okay, we look forward to hearing your voice again, and congratulations. Now it's time for our listener question. Because this is a recorded show, as I mentioned before, I'm going to give you a listener question, and the time, and I'm going to give you 30 minutes to answer that question by emailing me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Remember, when you write to me, mention your name, the question, and the answer. From all the correct answers, we're going to pick one winner. We let everybody know who that winner is, and the winner will get our prize, okay? Remember, when I say the time starts now, rush to your computer and get me your answer, okay? Here's our listener question. This is a 7-letter word that is common to both Indiana Jones and the Oakland football team. Indiana Jones and the Oakland football team. Seven letter word. You have 30 minutes to write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com starting now. With that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Ki